should be coming, and unless in advance.
Yes. 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 Listen. So Gibbsy.
Yeah.
No, are you doing something? Want disapproval? Imagine you there.
Yeah.
Coming good. Imagine I want you drop piece of on me right now, live on VOB 92.9 BH and Rhythm and Rhyme. Want to hear that tune on me right now here.
Sing it for y'all here. All right. You mean sing it, right? On my end.
Of course, drop sound. Yeah. What the people hear what's going on.
All right. Let's go. Ready?
Yes, man. On the spot that we're talking about.
All right.
On me. You don't really know about me. You just really started down me. Cause I'm slowly spread around. Hate it.
If you want to rise around on me.
You don't really know about me. You just really started down me. Yeah, there's always spread around. Hate if you want to rise around on me.
Just go come back, y'all are just hey. Listen.
I concur. Hard indeed.
Woo! Bye. Listen, y'all don't really know about me. The sun is starting down me.
Oh,
me. Y'all are just haters. I'll beat you, boy. What inspired that?
What inspired it?
Yes.
It was, like, one day I heard the beat, right? And like I didn't even write anything to it. I was just like walking around, like not really thinking about anything. And it just came to me like, oh me, y'all don't really know about me. Like it just came to me, like just that melody. And I just thought it was just so perfect for that song. Like no other melody can really fit it. And I was just in a really good mood. Yeah. I was just in a really good mood. Yeah.
And it hit you, boy.
Tell us about the beat. Tell us about the beat, the construction of that beat. Because I mean, that beat with the tone is like a standard now for R&B and hip hop. So a lot of it's gonna sound similar, which means whatever you use lyrically and melodically in your hook to catch the people has to stand out. But tell us about that beat.
I'm not even gonna lie. I found that on the internet. I found that on YouTube.
Okay.
And it was a free for a profit beat that I found on YouTube.
Have you contacted the provider? It. Let them know that you use the beat. Yeah, it sounds great. What do they think?
Yeah, I did. They believe it. Like they haven't actually gone back to me, so I don't know. So I hope and I pray that like they think it's okay for me to be using it. But
I can't see.
I just found it.
I can't see anybody producing a beat like that. Hearing it come back to them with a song like that, not being happy about it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Truth. They ain't gonna be sore, bro. Bro, like, listen to me. Kai and Imagine, like, when I got that is a banger, bro. Like, extremely proud of the work. Two young men doing great things, but the music also is on par.
Let me ask this, and this happens a lot in the business. You put your song out, you have the ambition for your song and what you want to do with the song, but somebody hears that song that's connected to a certain artist, and that artist is struggling to find a song. Not that they're not current or they're not relevant. They just don't have what they feel is that song to take the next project to the next level. They hear your song and they say, that song is fire. We need that song. Take a listen to this song. The artist says, I like that song. I want that song.
Whoa.
Let's find out who this person is. They get in contact with you. You're registered, right? As a writer?
Yeah.
Right. Get in contact with you and they say, listen, we want this song for our artist. If I'm going to put the artist on the call now, here he is zooming in, whatever the case may be, WhatsApp, IG, whatever. And we want that song.
250,000 US.
And not only that, we want to pay you for this song. It's the first song. So we're taking a risk. You're taking a risk. But we want to sign you to a 3-song deal. See what the other 2 songs are like because we like what we hear. And we figure.
And a great question, Roddy boy.
And we figure if you can write this, you can give me 2 other songs. But the thing is, you can't sing this song or the other 2 songs. What are you going to do?
No, you got to work. Yeah.
I mean,
God, that happens, by the way.
250 US sounded pretty good right now. I am not gonna lie.
But let me say this: you're in England right now, right?
Yeah.
And this is why I want local artists to understand. Everybody's talking about USA. Mm. But a lot of the flavor from R&B and hip hop is really coming from the UK with drill and Afro pop, and then the Caribbean. Members of the community bringing the Caribbean into it, right? Which means, therefore, Europe's into it, Africa's into it, Asia's into it. We haven't spoken about the States because the States is so closed border, right? And if you look back at the 60s, if a man like Jackie Opel can't make it in the States in the 60s and he's been given very little promotion of his work there, they're protecting their people. When you've got Lou Jigs Curtin, who is at the same level as Teddy Pendergrass or Luther Vandross. People don't want to say that, but it's a fact, right? Even now he sounds phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get as much push as a person who's within that particular locale. Rihanna is so revolutionary in that regard because she's from Barbados. Yeah, the hookup with Evan Rogers and the audition. But the fact is, at that time, you could have maybe found 500,000 girls her age that could sing better than her. But they saw more than just that. They saw the future. And now she's number one. Yeah. So you're in England right now. And I can tell you, there are people in England and Europe that like the things that England is doing, especially, if I can say it, Black Britain, right? That you have a hit. I mean, Jay Sean, he's had his breakthroughs in the UK. Tal Cruz had his breakthrough in the UK. And then we could go on to all the other singers, the Olly Murs, etc. I mean, that type of song there, that's there. So you would sell it then? That's what you're saying?
Well, here's the thing, right? Like, me, I want to be an artist for sure. I want to be like an artist, but I know that there's a lot of value within songwriting, like just songwriting.
Right.
And I know that a lot of people who, you know, like a lot of artists, right? There's so many artists that want to be like main artists and try to do like the whole main artist thing, but using a lot, but they might have like one hit, two hits, that sort of thing, but then they like fade away. And then like people will say, oh yeah, like that person, they're one hit wonder or whatever. And people don't even realize that like they're behind the scenes actually working for like, you know, all these other artists and getting money from it and like, you know, doing and have all these connects or whatever. So this song, when it comes to this song, I feel like this song is way too special to me. But you know, like you will go like think about like the future.
All right,
let
me take you back to the early 60s. There was a man called Sam Cooke. Now, Sam Cooke was a phenomenal singer, and Muhammad Ali and him were good friends, and Muhammad Ali called him the greatest singer in the world. But Sam Cooke was also a revolutionary because he was the first black artist of that level of stardom to set up his own label and his own publishing. Mm. And remember, he died at a young age. And there was a group called the Valentinos, and one of the members of the Valentinos was a fellow called Bobby Womack, who went on to become a legend. And they had a song called It's All Over Now. And a new group from England called the Rolling Stones, they heard the song and they wanted to record the song. Well, Bobby Womack kicked up rumpus and Sam Cooke said, I'm the boss. They get to record the song as long as we do. And you're going to thank me for it later. Well, the song went on to be their first number one, sold over a million copies. And then years later, they asked Bobby Womack, how does it feel now going against your boss? And he's not even alive anymore, but he made a decision with your future in mind. He said, man, I thank him forever. I thank him forever. So sometimes you have to look at it. And I recall when Neil was here in 2006, he was a writer first. He didn't see himself as a main artist. Now, when's the last time Neil had a hit as we see a hit in current circumstances, in terms of streaming? Before you used to rely on the chart, the top 10, but which new Neo song is streaming, is playing on Spotify and is being shared amongst the R&B generation? It's not. But he's still getting money for So Sick.
Yeah, he's still waiting. He's still waiting for Beyonce.
Correct. Correct.
Still waiting for Beyonce, I don't know.
So don't feel bad if, you know, you say your song's special. But you really want it to be special when you're no longer on the stage, and it's you get a check every month.
I can show you something. Wait, imagine here a true story. No, quick before you go to Tabon and Diana, quick. Them in the big final son to say wants me to then quick. But let me give you a quick story. Yeah, I give you a quick story. I had a song, and then a big artist heard this song, and the song that I had loved for years. A big artist heard this song and said, he wanted the song, he wanted to tweak it, do some changes to it, and he wanted it for himself. I did love this song. But Randy Eastman and Dwayne Gazette, you know, he spoke to them, they said, go on my heart and let the artist, who's a big artist, let the artist use the song and maybe surprise. When the artist sing the song, know the song become a big hit or during crop over and all know the song is clear. And that was a song that he had. A-Web tweaked the song and made it his. And when they heard the song and how big the song get, I was so glad that I decided not to be selfish. The song A-Web had, girl, you want me lover, lover, lover. Baby, you want me lover, lover, lover. And your side chick can come on here. So, no, if A-Web didn't sing that, I just feared that it would. I ain't saying that I am not good, but I doubt it would have been that big.
Right.
You understand, you know, and I hear the song playing all over the event Canada, hear the song playing, you know what I mean? And see like a dollar break. So you got the right mindset, bro. You got the right mindset. So you come out to your quick. Like give me your Tell me what you think, Gibbs. You hear the song Army? These two young, talented brothers, Gibbs. Quick, give me your assessment.
Yeah, listen, I really enjoyed that. Imagine, I didn't know what to expect, right?
When his song started. Yeah.
But when Iman started, in fact, he gave me that a cappella before, so that gave me a little bit of things to come, right?
Yeah, it sounds good, boy.
You got a real clean voice.
Yeah, Sluggy, boy. You got me? Yeah.
Thank you. But
I don't know, Sluggy. Yeah. I don't know where you had to come from, don't you, ranks, man?
Nah.
Huh?
Nah. We link up to a friend. You know what I mean?
I swear you tell me he come from. Yeah, but imagine, listen, that's a good song.
Yeah, boy, and yeah, and I like the tone and the soul. I like what the man doing now. Tavon Boyce and Deanna Price, you're all in a big finals, a big clash. Now, Tavon, what was your highest placing in the competition already? Second or third?
Turn on your mic, Tavon.
Second.
And Deanna's still there?
Yeah, she's there. Just got to turn the mic on.
Good. And what is your highest placing in the Resistance Team Talent so far?
Pardon?
What is your highest placing in the Team Talent so far?
Second.
Oh, so both won a second. So both won a looking to win on Sunday.
Correct.
For sure.
It's only thing better than second. Only thing better than second is first place, and that's the Team Talent contest. How you feeling, Dana? How you feeling about Sunday? Your voice
I'm
good?
I'm feeling great. And I'm ready.
Well rested.
Yes, please.
Well, Tavon, how is it going, bro?
Anxiety there for sure, but I relaxed
enough. Well, that's good. No, this is the Team Talent. This is on Sunday, I believe, and is at the Lord Erskine Stanford Center.
Yeah.
I want to encourage Barbados to come out and hear these youngsters, you know, hear these teenagers doing some awesome work. I know amazing voices, lots of talent, and I salute Sir Richard Stout for all that he's doing for everything he do for the youth, man. And Tavon, I just want you to tell me what we could expect from you on Sunday.
Pardon?
Well, you tell me, don't listen to the radio. Tell me what we can expect from you on Sunday. What are you singing?
I'm singing a Luther Vandross song, Always and Forever, and Michael Bublé, I think that's it.
Bublé.
Wait, Bublé, you're going big, man. You're choosing these big songs, boy. Luther? Which Luther song you singing? Always and Forever?
Yes,
or I know. No, Barbados, this is Tavon Boyce. He's in the Richard Stout Teen Talent Finals on Sunday at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. He's a young man at the Combermere School, I believe, and doing great things. He came second in the competition, which means he's doing very well. So it's only up from here, Tavon. You know me before I let you go, and you're a dog. I want to give them a little piece of what they'll be getting on Sunday.
From one of the songs they're singing on Sunday or any song?
Yes, any song. It don't matter. If you want Dan to hear your song you're singing for Sunday, it could be any song.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah, let Shane hear our rehearsal. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tavon, you going up on a suit? Tavon going up on a suit?
Some fun to share in every morning. Some tender love in every life. You find the words of others. A simple line can make you laugh or cry.
Not some soul, boy.
I feel the deepest friendship. Cherish all your life. And when you know how much that means, You found that glory. You're flying with a wings. So impossible.
Well done, nice, Tavon. I can tell when you come. You come in Sunday. You're coming to play, boy. Great voice, it gives you. I'm sure you're all Combermarians. You know, you all get on in talent conference school. So I'm sure you're feeling proud right now.
Oh yeah, man.
Young boy got soul, boy. So Dana, it's your turn. Dana, we want a little piece. You don't gotta be with music. You just give us a cappella. It want a little piece, and it want the one that everybody likes. So bye.
It's fine.
What your name?
You mean we're for real?
No, what are you doing? Semifinals. Do anything you feel it doing. Sing what you feel it singing.
Okay.
Anything you feel it singing. Good. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tavon Boyce. He's in the Teen Talent Finals. I know this is Deanna Price, and she's also in the Teen Talent Finals, and both of them came second before and vying for the crown. Come out and hear these Trojan people. Good, Deanna.